Blog Talk Radio.
They ordered pineapple. You gotta smell the butt to know if it's right.
You know that noise? Make it white.
Precious cream always in the bag.
Because cream rules everything around.
All right, chefs, we gotta go get the beans.
Think they asked for big, bro.
Yeah, what I mean?
Chef, they give me some pinto beans.
Actually, they want fava beans.
You're so good at this.
We get groceries. DoorDash.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Hey, good evening. It's me, E. Davis, and I'm your host, and this is Strictly Business with E. Davis. We are on the air from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ngozi Tam Multimedia. This is a product of WBNN, and this is Strictly Business, and I am your host. Happy Thursday. Today is September the 28th. We are merging beautifully into September. If you are in the Pittsburgh area, we already know how the weather is. It can rain, there's a heat wave, there's a snowstorm, and there's a chill all in one day. But nonetheless, we get to live 6 feet above ground. So let's embrace everything with positivity and let's move forward. All right, I'm excited tonight because today's show, we are discussing how to find your purpose, understanding your purpose. And a lot of people have spoken with me about starting their business, not understand how to begin their business. And the first thing you need to really do is what are you passionate about? Anyone can start a business and just make some money and just have that pocket money, have that gas money, have that play money, have that bill money. I have been inspired by numerous entrepreneurs that started from the ground with maybe not even $50 in their pocket, and they built a multi-million dollar empire. And of course, there's people that had money, got an inheritance, got a loan from the bank, and they built beautiful businesses and empires. But nonetheless, it's more than just having some money. It's more than being a CEO. It's more than being a boss. Building a business that stems from your purpose is really about who you are, what you're born to do, what you were put on this earth to do. We are all put on this earth for a specific purpose. And if you go from your birth date to your death date with a dash and haven't accomplished anything, then you just wasted your life. You completely wasted your life. And when I say anything, you may have just went to school, went to college, had a family, had a good job, and that was it. And if that's what you were born to do, then you were born to be that person in your family, whether you were the mom that made sure you had the fresh baked cookies, or the house everybody came to, all the kids came to after school, or you were that dad, the American dad that gave the best advice, that was to help with the carpool, help coach the football or soccer team. And that's what it is, that was your purpose, because you were able to give that type of guidance. But when I say that you wasted your life, I'm referring to if you did absolutely nothing. If your family really can't really say too much about you, from your spouse to your partner, to your mom, to your dad, to your brother, your sister, your kids. They say, yeah, you know, my mom is cool. You know what I mean? Or if you just had a basic 9-to-5 job, and again, there's nothing wrong with being a laborer, but if you had that 9-to-5 job and your coworkers really can't speak about what impact you made to the company, to their lives, wasted. You didn't do your purpose. So I'm going to share with you today what my purpose is, and maybe it can help you tap into your purpose. And of course, we're going to talk about how to build your purpose, how to find that purpose. And we're going to discuss how you can make it your business. We already know I'm all about the business. How can I use this to benefit others and bring in that coin, that cash flow? Because again, it is for a purpose. So first things first, my purpose. Everyone knows that I am an author and I am a publisher. I am under the author brand. I am E. Davis, LLC. I am an independent author where I publish myself. I don't have a contract with a major publishing company such as Doubleday or Random Books. I have been writing since I was 8 years old, I knew that I wanted to be a writer. And from that day, when I was 8 years old, I was not without a pen and a piece of paper or a pad in my hand. If you look at the scene behind me, I have books and journals of just every, it's just my world. I am in the writing world. I love to write. I have notes everywhere. I have pens everywhere. It's just, it's very cathartic to me, whether it's a good day or a bad day, just to get my thoughts out. I am also a publisher, and I'm a CEO and founder of Writer's Block Publishing, LLC, where we publish books for free. We publish independent authors for free. We have 29 books published as of as of April 2023, where we will put your books on Amazon. We'll make it an ebook, and people can go and purchase your books. And you, the author, can purchase your books through me at a wholesale cost, and you can sell them at your leisure for your retail cost and make your money. And that's my talent. My talent is an author. My talent is writing, is the creativity. I love to tap into the creative realm and just tell a story, character development, plot development, writing technique. That's my talent. But my purpose is I'm a scribe because I journal and write literally everything. My purpose is to just write my story and every single thing and then share it to be able to help someone else. So when I say write my story, it's more than just a autobiography or a tell-all or a memoir. My purpose is to journal my day, to make a chronicle of my ups and my downs. And if it's a down, how did I get through that down? And my ups, how did I get to that up? That's my purpose, and it is to share it with everyone. I'm not ashamed of telling my story, of telling my background. I'm not ashamed of telling you where I've been through. I'm not ashamed of telling my story of how I overcome. But the purpose of it was to help someone who's going through similar situations and similar events, to encourage them that you too can get through the other side. You too can make it. And also my purpose is to help people, is to counsel people, is to see them for who they really are and to help them stand. That is my purpose. Okay? We have a track by the international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi, a.k.a. Honeybee Oladatsky. And then we're going to talk about how to turn your purpose into a business.
Cold-blooded, what more can I say?
cold-blooded Rick James. I'm proud to say that I'm not cold-blooded, but I have a nature where it either is or isn't. I don't sugarcoat anything. And if some people looks at that as cold-blooded, then so be it. If not, I don't know what else to tell you. But nonetheless, we are back, and we are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ngozi Tab Multimedia. This is the product of WBNN, and this is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis. We are talking about what is your purpose. And as mentioned, I'm an author, and I'm a publisher, and my purpose is to be a scribe, is to tell my story. And again, I don't have to write a memoir. I don't have to write a biography. My story is more so of a chronicle, and that is to share with others how I got through, even if it was just a day, to chronicle my day. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not at work or at home with a notebook. It's just today I woke up at 9:30. Today, yeah, I had lunch at 12:30. No, that's not what me as a scribe is, but I'm to just journal literally everything, where it's the epiphanies that I had, the revelations that I had, the moments that I had that was able to deal with whatever situation is, good or bad. And then I'm to share it with whoever needs to hear it. And that is my purpose. Also, my purpose is to help people, counsel people, mentor people to be the best who they can be. I love when I hear someone that say that they want to start their own business, because I'm like, well, what do you want to do? And I am a brander. I love to brand everything. I will put my stamp on everything. And I am someone that can help you tap into the business. So let's talk. So how do you find your purpose? Like, a lot of people, you know, will ask, like, well, I don't know. And that's okay if you don't know. Let's figure out how you will know. But before we do that, we do have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, sweetie, it's Jerry Petito.
Oh, it's the queen of WBNN. All hail the queen. I am bowing to you. How are you, my love?
Listen, I bow to you, sweet pea. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy that you called.
You know, I can't believe your topic is tonight what it is, because it's something that happened to me today. So,
please share.
Okay. So I'm an author. I changed my life 32 years ago. Okay, I'm a recovery coach. I'm a nutritional health coach, right? I had cancer. You know, I almost died many moons ago. I cured myself naturally. I wrote a book to help addicts, blah, 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 right? You know all that.
Right.
Well, okay, so, all right, I'm just going to read to you what I got in the mail, because
okay,
God has a way with me of knocking me over the head. You know, in 2016, I actually woke up to hearing a loud voice say, write your book. And that is from my mouth to God's ears. Okay. And I didn't know why, but I just did it. And it was to help two family members at the time.
Wow.
And God said, keep going. All right. So anyway, long story short, you know, I do a lot of shows. I'm on, you know, different networks, blah, blah, blah. And I'm getting older and I'm getting a little tired, and I was actually thinking about maybe doing one more year and taking a break, right? Well, I get called today from someone who said a piece of mail came to them at our old Hamilton radio address, and I'm going to read to you what it says, okay? And this
sure,
is not, guys,
sure,
this is not to toot my horn. This is to let everyone know that I was actually thinking about retiring or taking a break in a year. God said not to after this. So a postcard came, and the people's names are on it. I'm going to read the names. Jeremiah and Marlene Hampton. Their address is in West Long Branch, New Jersey. I don't know them. It's addressed to Jerry Petito, Hamilton Radio, and our old address. So someone brought it to me, and this is what it says. Dear sir or madam, it was addressed September 25th. Would you please be so kind as to help us obtain an autographed photo of the multi-talented Jerry Petito? We admire all of her work and use, and we would greatly appreciate your help. Hope for a reply. Thank you. Is that amazing?
Wow, they are looking for you.
And I don't know them, but I'm sending them a photo, and I'm going to tell them please call me, because addiction, did I help them with one of my addiction shows? Was it? It was something, and I need to know what it was. But here's how good God is. God just said, you're not stopping right now.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. That they're looking for you.
Yes.
And a friend of mine said, if you do God's work, you'll become famous. And it's not like Hollywood fame, glamour, or anything like that, but people,
right.
Your name is to be spoken about. And the work that you've done for his glory, they definitely spreading, because he gets the ultimate glory. But because you allowed yourself to be used by God to do what you do, like you said, through addiction, through health, through your shows, you reached someone. You told your story. You tapped into your purpose, because I can personally testify that you helped me. Remember, was it 4 months ago? My feet were swollen just from eating bad food. You called me immediately. You called me immediately.
Yes.
Yep. And I haven't. It was some stupid sunflower seeds and Gatorade. I'm thinking that I'm eating not healthy, but enough to just, you know, like a little snack, just something to munch on. You're like, absolutely not. And, you know, I have listened to you since. I have not had a bag of sunflower seeds or a bottle of Gatorade.
See that?
Yep.
I love you.
That's what I'm saying. So, and I knew exactly who. I texted you immediately. I took a picture, messaged it to my husband. I said, I was thinking of some stupid seeds because they were comfort food. And I texted you, and you called me immediately. And I thank God for that. I do, because you definitely helped me. You said, cut that mess out. I said, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, keep doing what you're doing, girlfriend, because you help a lot of people as well, and I admire you. I look up to you, and I love you.
I love you more, Jerry. Thank you so much for calling. When is your show?
You got to hear. This is so cool. So my next show is, I have the paper right here. Okay, Tuesday, October 17th, of course.
Hello, Jerry? I think we lost her. Tuesday, October 17th. If you can text that to me, I'll post it on my live stream, Tuesday, October 17th, 2023. And you know her topic's going to be great, so I'm excited. All right, let's get into how to tap into your purpose. Mark Twain said the two most important days in your life are the days you're born and the day you find out why. Why were you born? Why am I here? All right. To turn the dream into something real, you need to consider what it is you want to achieve, your purpose, what you could easily do, your skills, and how you like to do it, your interests and ideas. So Jerry Petito said, give me 1 second. She said, I'm going to post this right now. Blog Talk just, okay. See that? That's horrible. We're going to get that Blog Talk taken care of immediately. But, Jerry, if you're still listening, text me your show, the topic, and I'll go ahead and post it on my live stream. All right. For your purpose, to turn your dream into something real, you need to consider what it is you want to achieve and what you could easily do and how you would like to do it. This is your purpose, your skill, and your interest. So, for example, for me, my purpose is to be a scribe and to tell my story and to counsel. My skill is writing and is also my interest, okay? First thing you want to do is get a piece of paper and just write it down. Grab a sheet of paper and write your purpose. We are assuming you already know what your purpose is. And if you do, perfect. If not, this is what this show is for. So when you write it down, spend some time trying to figure out. If you don't know, spend some time to figure that out. Your purpose isn't a job or an occupation. It isn't your passion. You can bring your purpose to life through your job or your passion. So my passion is writing, but that technically wasn't the purpose. But how to bring that through, how to bring my purpose through my passion, again, is to tell my story, all right? Your purpose is like your ultimate life goal. It's what will gently steer the direction of your life along any path you choose. There is no way to bring a purpose to life, but a business is a great way to live your purpose on your terms. So if you make a purpose, if you start a business, then you are now in control of how to shift and move in your purpose. All right, we have a track by international DJ Dr. Ngozi, a.k.a. Honeybee Oladsky. Hope I said that right. Let's get it.
You know it takes very, very special kind of man. And this is his woman, he's been wrong. I've lost many ladies in my life. And through losing, I've learned one thing. That you must be honest with the one you love.
When you lose the one you love, and the teardrops start to fall, don't hesitate or even wait. Say you love her, thinking of again the one you love.
Wow. We are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. So please call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is a product of WBNN, and I am your host, E. Davis, and this is Strictly Business. And before we get into the next point, we have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Hi, Miss Ava. How are you tonight?
Oh, let me tell you what. I am here, and I'm so grateful.
Amen.
Just came back from a VIP event, and I have to share this with you because it's the funniest thing in the world. So I run into this guy that I haven't seen in years and years, but I know him like 15 years, right? And he starts chatting with me for a minute, and he goes, yeah, we're supposed to have an interview with Jerry Petito today or this week or something. And when she was talking, I was cracking up because you're talking about how the universe works and how things comes around and back to you. And she just got something in the mail today. And here I meet somebody that I know for years and years, and he just got introduced to Jerry. So it was just so funny. I had to text her and tell her. But she wanted me to tell you about her guest because she got hung up on, and her guest is going to be so cool in October. It's Rodney Allen Rippey. If you remember him as a child commercial star, he was in Blazing Saddles. So that's going to be her guest on October 17th. So that's going to be really exciting. So, E. Davis, God bless you, girl. You are doing some amazing things. I'm an author, too, and I remember when I wrote my book, and I remember going to a women's conference and people saying to me, you know, you should write a book about that someday. You should write a book someday. And I went home, and I'm like, someday? Someday when? So I said, someday is now. And that's what they told me at the conference, too. I think I was saying, I'm going to do that someday, and people were going, why someday now? So interesting how things come about.
See, now, how do you feel that you wrote your book?
Oh, I feel amazing about it. I'm so happy I did it because my family's included in it and so many different things. I mean, it started out as a funny thing, and then I had to find a way to make it business related because I too am an entrepreneur, and I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. My whole family were entrepreneurs. And as we were talking about on my show the other night, entrepreneurs, the true entrepreneurs are the backbone of the society. So I felt great writing it, and I had to find a way to relate it, to relate these funny things to business. And I did that. And so it makes me feel accomplished in some way, you know.
Do you feel that you accomplished your purpose, or do you feel that there's more?
I always feel that there's more. I want to do another book. I always feel that there's more. I feel like I've accomplished something, but life is a journey, not a destination. So I never feel like there's an ending.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm enjoying your topic tonight. That very interesting, and I love you too.
I love you, Ava. Thank you so much. And that quote is beautiful.
Oh, thank you, yeah, thank you. I love quotes.
All right, thank you again for calling, and you have a beautiful evening.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your show.
Thank you. So we talked about how to find your purpose and tap that into your and bring it to your business. The first thing you want to do is write down your purpose. So if you know your purpose, great. If you don't, writing it down can help you pinpoint it. All right. Your purpose isn't a job or occupation, and it isn't your passion. You could bring your purpose to life through your job or passion, but they are not the purpose itself. Your purpose is like your ultimate life's goal. It's what will gently steer the direction of your life along the path you choose. There is no way to bring a purpose to life, but a business is a great way to live out your purpose on your terms. So point number two, list your skills, commitments, and interests. So under your purpose, I know I'm giving you some schoolwork and assignment. Under the purpose, add three sections, skills, prior commitments, and interest. Under the skills, you're going to write down every skill that you have, the official ones, the life ones, and the secret ones that no one knows you have. This includes any qualifications, music or fitness skills, work skills, and people skills. So if you're a great communicator, get along with everybody. If you are enthusiastic about working out, those are your skills. If you are a great cook, that's a skill. All right, under prior commitment, list all of the bigger commitments and responsibilities you have in your life. This includes your partner, your family, your job, your mortgage, your bills, any role you hold in the community. We all have things in our life that we need to take into account when making big life decisions. So your commitment. So if you have to work to pay the bills, go to work every day. If you have a mortgage payment to pay every month, put down a mortgage payment. If you have a spouse, put down your husband. If you have children, put down your children. These are your commitments. You want to make sure that you're bringing your purpose into life in a way that actually fits where your life is now, so it does not stay unattainable dream. Because here's the thing, we all have a life. We all have things that preoccupy the majority of our day and our time. That's it. That's life. We cannot get around that. So if you're going to shift your purpose into your business, you have to write down your commitment, because when you're in a commitment, that means you are in it for either life or for a specific season. Okay. Once you have your list, make a little cross by it, and you won't take into consideration, and a tick by those you will. So make your list and put a cross by the ones that are mandatory. All right? And we will continue by a track by DJ legendary Dr. Ngozi.
When I was a
Welcome back. We are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call us at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is a product of WBNN, and I am your host, E. Davis. We will talk about how to take your purpose and shift it into your business, and we have a caller 3 in track. Caller 3, thank you so much for calling. Please, caller 3, thank you so much. Hey,
can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How are you tonight?
I'm doing excellent. Look, wow, I don't know exactly what happened with that, but anyway, this is your brother,
Boone Bakatuni,
for tribal name, and Master Tar Magic Man is my pen and stage name. I'm enjoying your show, so I know other people might want to call in. And to answer your question, my purpose actually started such a long, long time ago, but it became apparent on June 13th, 1985, and now I'm into my 38th year.
Wow.
Originally called Operation Nighthawk, right, which is my purpose is to assist with the wake-up call, the much-needed wake-up call of the original people of this planet and many others, but trying to keep it earthly. And they have lost all sense of self and kind and so many different things. Okay, so that is my overall purpose. And one of the main reasons why I'm here and I continue to fight the good fight until my time is up. And one of the best places to find me here on our great company of WBNN, my next show, will be October 19th, and I will be collaborating with Almighty Jeffrey Saunders as we speak about sexual energy, okay, and very, very important in this day and time. And I put in parentheses, what is it? What is it that actually makes us feel that type of attraction that you know, is really, really deceived in the forefront for life to continue as we know it. That'd be sexual energy, October 19th. And thank you so much for being a special honored guest of mine and helping me to achieve my latest franchise connection record.
It was my pleasure, and the honor was mine. Thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
Well, you know, we're a team. We're a team, especially here at WBNN. Love us, okay? Yes, keep going. I'm gonna put it on pause and listen to the rest of your show, okay?
Thank you. You have a great night. That is Huni Bakatoon. His show is October 19th, 2023, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So mark that on your calendars. And we are talking about what is your purpose. I'm your host, Dee Davis, and this is Strictly Business. And again, we are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. So please call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Tam Multimedia. All right, now that we wrote everything down, we have your skills, your commitments, and your interests. What you want to do now is get creative. It's the brainstorming session. This is my favorite time in writing, actually. All the ideas are coming out. They are flooding out. Brainstorm everything you can do that takes into account the skills you have. Now, you want to keep in mind your upskills or outsource the prior commitments you want to keep or the responsibility you need to take into account. And your interests. Remember, there is no one way to bring your purpose to life, so jot everything down you can think of. So one of the skills that I have is I like to crochet. Those that know me know that this, back in the day when I was a single parent, that was my extra money. Before I really focused on my writing, I would crochet. I made blankets. I made ponchos. I made hats. I made shawls. I made wraps, baby blankets, sports-themed blankets. My biggest sales was the year that President Barack Obama was running as for the president, his first term, and the Steelers, Pittsburgh Steelers, were at their height, and everybody and their mother in the city, at my job, were huge, huge Pittsburgh fans, and I was commissioned to make ponchos, blankets, hats, scarves, all in the black and gold, and it was a crazy season. There was not a day for about maybe a year that I wasn't not crocheting with my hook and my yarn, and I was doing it in between my breaks, on my breaks, on my lunches, at home, after church. As soon as our church did the benediction, I broke out the hook and the yarn, and I had a job. So that's one of my skills, and that's also a type of purpose, because I want to show you, bring you some type of comfort, something that came from my heart, a handmade item, a handmade gift, knowing that personalized, it's for you. That's a type of purpose, because it is to encourage you and to also encourage someone who may want to start a crochet business, because that was a little side hustle for me back in the day. And every now and then, you know what, it is my downtime during the fall season. During this time of year, I jokingly call it crochet season, and the orders are already starting to pour in. And again, it's a type of ministry for me, all right? So you have to be creative. So don't think that what you are writing down for your skills is not creative. You like to cook, you like the garden, put it down there. That's a skill. You may have a green thumb. My mother-in-law, I call her the plant whisperer. She has a green body, not just a green thumb. She knows how to take a plant and make it blossom, okay, from the viney plants to the florals to the vegetables. So she just has that gift. That is her skill. She's very nurturing. That is her purpose, to let you know that you are loved. She likes to wrap you in her arms. She's just that type of woman, and I love it. Plan and prioritize, tip number four. From these ideas, the ideas that you want or have, create your plan. Planning will kill any business you have. You have to write it down. That's why they call them business plans. That's why they even tell you in the Bible, write the vision and make it plain. All right, just write it down. You don't have to have a beautiful, scripted journal. I mean, hey, if that helps you get into your zone, and so be it. But go to the dollar store and Walmart, wherever, and get you a notebook. Get you a piece of paper, all right, and just write it down. All right, from these ideas, create your plan. You'll decide what you'll offer and in what order. You'll decide how you'll reach to people, either online, private groups or communities, or a completely open platform. in person through a physical space like a store or classroom or a combination of things. And that's simply it. All right. So let's go with the example, because now you're like, what is she talking about? She's all over the place. Write this, write that. All right. For example, let's say your purpose is to teach children about the importance of nutrition and health. We have two health gurus, certified nutritionists with WBNN, Dr. Chichella J, Jerry Petito. All right. So they can tell you all about healthy eating, okay, what not to eat. So if say this is their purpose, your skills are stronger in teaching, speaking, and cooking, but you want to show them how important nutrition and health is. So the skills is, you know how to teach, you're a great teacher, you're a great speaker, so you could be a great orator, and you love to cook, okay? So your prior commitments are that you have a home with a mortgage, but you can rent out your house if you want to, and your interests are food, health, business, writing, and nature. So your prior commitment is you got bills to pay, all right? So you can rent out your house. So you can maybe rent out a room, say if you're single, and all your children are adults, grown, whatever, and you have, say, two spare rooms. You can rent your room out to a college student or to another single person. What do you think the Golden Girl came from? Blanche Devereaux rented out her room, and they all became best friends. Okay. That's how you bring in that money to pay the mortgage. All right. Your interest is food, health, business, writing, and nature. So food, health, business, writing, and nature. It's healthy eating. You're going to go with what's natural. You're going to go to the natural resources, to the natural homegrown tomatoes, the natural homegrown cucumbers, the herbs, the spices, everything's homegrown. Your interest is business because you always want to have your own business. Interest is food because you like to cook. And your interest is writing because you like to, you're in the teaching realm, okay? So here are a few ways you could turn your purpose into a business. Write a children's book. Okay. You can have a nice little character and say her mother is teaching her about the importance of eating her vegetables, the nutrients. It can make her hair grow, her nails strong, her vision. Her vision superb. Here you go. Okay. You could write a children's cookbook. Okay. Children like to be in the kitchen with mommy. They like to lick the spoon off of from a beautiful cake batter. So write a children's cookbook. Write a children's cookbook where the character has to make cupcakes for Valentine's Day. There you go. Okay. Implement a program around healthy eating in schools. Go out to the school district and let them know how important it is to kind of curb the concept of processed food. I hate processed food. Learn to cook, okay? But it is important to have healthy eating because if you're not teaching healthy eating, especially in the schools, then you are helping to create a problem. So by the time these students are seniors and freshmen in college, they have adapted and grown accustomed to unhealthy eating. We all know kids think you're invincible. Real quick to put a hot pocket in the microwave and call it dinner. You're just like, yeah. So you want to implement this in the school. That's part of the teaching skill that you have. Okay. Create a kids' food and cookbook channel on YouTube, all right? YouTube, creating a channel on YouTube is free. I'm over talking to people who feel that they need money to start a business. You don't. Get the Power of Broke by Damian John. He is creator of FUBU Fashion, and he's on Shark Tank. His book, The Power of Broke, teaches you how to build your business with less than $100, if not zero money. Okay, you put this on YouTube, all right? Get you a camera. If you don't have a camera, use your phone. Get you a ring light. A ring light can cost up to $20 on Amazon. We already know everybody has Amazon, and we already know you have Prime because you're getting things the next day. Get you a ring light. Get you a family friend, a neighbor, or a kid up the street to help you film. All right, give them a couple bucks to say thank you or buy them a pizza. It's that simple. You can run local school holiday programs, okay? Again, get in touch with the school district to see how you can participate. Host kid-friendly cooking, gardening, health lessons. Write a book aimed at parents, teachers, and caregivers. Write a blog or create a website to sell your own affiliate products, okay? You can get a blog for free. WordPress, that's the blog site that I use. It's free. Now, if you want to reach more, you'll have to pay into it, and we understand. But we know you have the money. We know you have $10. We do. We know you have $20. We know. So invest in yourself, and this is how you turn your purpose into your business. All right? Expand on this as much as you can. What else can you offer that people would be happy to pay for? The ebooks, videos, classrooms, classroom workbooks. Okay? So now that you can narrow down your list, prioritize ideas and explain how you want to reach people. So you might start off with a blog and website and a local school holiday program. Eventually, you'll be doing speaking tours in schools and creating a classroom workbook. Then you'll create your own ebook packages for parents and kids to sell on your website. It's that simple. All right. Here's the thing. I did it. I was always a writer. That was always my passion as an author. And so I began to write. I had my notebooks. I had my pens. I wrote my story. All right. Someone poured in me, invested in me, and gave me a computer. I put my story onto the computer, and then I really didn't know how to edit. So what I did was I prayed, God showed me how to edit, but you always need a second pair of eyes. And then one year my daughter had to go to summer school, and then her teacher was a reading specialist. I had her edit my manuscript. Okay, and then I was able to take the edits, apply to the manuscript, and then, of course, I'm trying to get it published. All the agents and publishers said no. I said, ha-ha, I found out how to be an independent author. And once I learned the importance of being an independent author, I went ahead and started my own publishing company, terminating my contract with the other independent publishing company. And now Writer's Block Publishing LLC will be six years old next month, in the month of November. So we're still in September, so next month. It's that simple. It's that simple. If you need any help, send me a message at writersblockpublishingllc.com, and I'll help you. And I won't even charge you to help you because, again, my purpose is to help people, okay? Maybe your purpose is to help new moms to reconnect and relax and rejuvenate through yoga, through fitness, through exercise. New mothers, I remember when I first had my daughter, and it's the adjustment. We definitely get it. But how do we get back to us as women? All right. Maybe that's your purpose. Maybe you figured out the secret. All right. So how can you turn your purpose into a business? Host a yoga class. You can charge $50 a head. Selling yoga videos online. Record the yoga videos and sell them. Or record yourself doing the downward facing dog or the warrior pose, things like that. Develop a program or class that you're licensed to other yoga instructions. Again, if you budget your money and save your money and do right by your money, you can develop a program or a class. You can rent a space for, say, the weekend, gather up some friends and family, and you have your class. You can film that. Create an ebook. How do you do that? This is what you do. Take photos of your positions. The downward facing dog, the cat, the warrior pose, the plant you sitting in Indian style. Take photos of that and write exactly what the pose is and how it benefits the body part that you're stretching, and compose it and put it, and then you have an ebook and people can download it and put their bodies into that warrior pose or that downward dog. And there you go. You're selling ebooks on yoga. Okay, create a website and blog to host your products and others to sell. You can sell yoga mats. You can sell athletic clothing. Okay, the stretch pants, the sports bra, the socks, the hats, something with your name, your brand, and put on your website. Creating a membership site where people can follow along online. Each class is live for 24 hours. Create a one-on-one service for new moms. That's part yoga, part health coach, part meditation. That could be an hour per mother or hour session. So for a half hour, you're doing the yoga pose. For the next 15 minutes, now you're going into 45 minutes, you're talking about healthy foods. And the next 15 minutes, you're a life coach. That's an hour. That's $500 or $200, whatever you want to charge. That's in your pocket. That's your mortgage payment. That's your rent for the space payment. Okay? Before we continue, we have a track by legendary DJ Dr. Ngozi.
You meet fake diamonds on your fingers and Cadillac cars, trying to catch a girl at a local bar. So you catch her in your school and your teacher the game. Next thing you know, the girl is gone insane. Now she's lost at the cause of a trick she's turned. She's just another hoe who's just been burned.
Ho, Mary had a pimp.
Yeah.
All right, and we are back. We are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Gozy Time Multimedia. This is the product of WBNN, and this is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis. All right, and we are going to get into the next part of how to turn your purpose, find your purpose, and make it to your business. But before we do that, we got a caller in queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
E. Davis.
Yeah. All hail the king. I'm bowing down.
How are you doing, E?
All hail the king. It is the king of WBNN, Eric Trent. How are you tonight?
Here we go. Here we go. Listen, I'm really loving this show, how to turn your purpose into a business, right? It's everybody's dream, I would think, you know. I was just thinking about, you know, I'm trying to do the same thing, you know, trying to create a business around what I'm doing and everything, and it's challenging. So this is a great show. I'm definitely listening to some pointers. I definitely need it. It's an inspirational show. I started my purpose probably 20-something years ago, and started learning as I was trying to learn it for myself to deal with a lot of things and everything. And then I decided, you know what? If I need it, I'm sure a lot of other people need it. So, and of course, being on this great network is part of that. It's part of that. But I'm still growing, still trying to learn, still trying to do some of the things that you talked about. I get my book out and everything. So thanks for talking about this. I couldn't believe your time.
Absolutely. Well, try to get a book out. I can help you with that because, as mentioned, I'm a publisher, and we publish for free. So you and I could talk privately about getting your book out up on Amazon as an ebook. And then, two, what is your purpose? Do you want to share?
My purpose is to try to help people help souls here to remember why they're back here and what they're to learn, you know, just to awaken, you know. I mean, that's what I feel is my purpose. That's what seems
okay.
to happen, people come into my life and things like that. So it's to help people to evolve and grow and learn. And, you know, I think a lot of my shows show that, showing different perspectives of tools that are out here for our own self-discovery and awareness. So that's what I believe is my purpose, and that's really what I want to do, you know, full time, and using different modes of helping people to become more aware and ask those questions.
We will aware
so,
you. So, I feel I'm just feeling this led in my spirit that you definitely need to create a podcast like I did, like Angela Thomas Smith has done. And you should maybe put that on YouTube or StreamYard. And I also believe that you can start charging for your personal sessions because you are a great advisor. Understand the statistics of information that you are providing. So it's proof, it's the receipts, it's facts. So if somebody tries to debate the information that you're giving, you have scientific facts, the statistics, the mathematical facts, why what you're saying is indeed true. I'm led by this mindset by Kevin Samuels. He was an influencer, and he did pass away last May. And what he did was he was more so on how to dress, how to be presented. And he started with the men, telling the men how to level up, how to, you know, read more, be more articulate more, stack your money, you know what I mean, handle your business. And then
yes.
I believe his fame came more with the women. He was he could be very brutal, but everything he said was fact. And what he did was he put it on YouTube and on Instagram, and he became a great, great influencer. And it's unfortunate that he passed away at the height, but the material is out there. It's years and years and years upon material. And I believe that's where you should go. And again, I can help you with that. We just got to set up some time.
Okay, well, we can do that. We going to do that.
Absolutely.
We going to do that.
I'm holding you to it, King.
Hey, I'm going to contact you.
All right, I got you.
I'm beginning to move in that direction anyway. Yeah, I'm moving that direction anyway. So
all right.
I'm going to get with you because I need to move in that direction.
Okay.
So,
all right. So all we got to do is set up that time and it's on.
But
thank you so much.
Keep up the good work, E. Keep doing what you're doing, that's for sure. Thanks for letting me share my time.
The king of WBNN, Terra Strength. I am so honored. All right. Thanks again for calling. And this is my favorite time in the segment is we're about to head into Ngozi time. And I want to give you my final thoughts. Finding your purpose and building into your business should be fun. It should not be daunting, and that should be tasking. It should be fun. It's to build into people's lives, okay, and to make it a business. And the purpose of making the business is tap into the need. Every business that came about was to service a need, from the fast foods to the restaurants, to the movie theaters, to the shoes, to the clothing lines, to tap into the need. Coco Chanel became the pioneer of fashion, the first lady of fashion, because she created material clothing for the need for the women, where women got rid of the corsets and all that yoked up stuff that women used to wear back in the day to be something more practical yet ladylike and still lovely. She created the clothes with the jersey material. So she tapped into the need and she saw what was important to the woman. And she ended up being Coco Chanel. All right. Colonel Sanders, the gentleman that made Kentucky Fried Chicken, he tapped into the need. He wanted the family vibe of meals. He wanted everything to be natural and wholesome and warm. So if you didn't have time to cook after a long day at work, you're grabbing your bucket of chicken, mashed potatoes, and some biscuits and have that family dinner, okay? So when you tap into your purpose and move it into your business, understand the need because it's more than just getting that dollar. It's more than getting that money. And it does help when you have the money, you turn it into your business, but it's tap into the need. See the person for who they are. Let them know that you see them, you value them, and you appreciate them. And when you begin to hear the need, that's what you can tap into and say, hey, this is what I feel that you should be at, you should be doing. Say, creating a book for children about nutrition and healthy eating. Because this is the day where everybody's now putting chemicals in whatever in the foods, and these children are 5 years old, and they look like they're 6'8". That's some a natural hormone that's in their system. That new mom who just had a baby and she needs to get back to herself because now she's a mom now. She's no longer responsible for just herself. So she has to be her best for the baby. And that yoga class, that self-help class, that life coach, that healthy eating class will tap into the need to help her be the best mother she can be for that new baby. That's how you tap into the purpose. All right. It is now Ngozi time.
Girl, you can go me. Hey, baby. Girl, you can go me. feel your body burn into my flesh.
Feel the fire, hot fire.
Can we say tonight, the greatest funkster on a outstanding guitar there ever been. You know, I think one person that might be greater is, you know, of course, I got a chance to get, you know, into my, you know, electronic technicians with Giant Guitar Watson, and somebody's going to be blessed with that show. I cannot wait. Talking about legacy is so important. WBNN is a mentorship. You know, we have three outstanding people, you know, on this network that understand that. And, of course, you know, one is, you know, the general managing partner of the Crew Podcast, you know, Miss Angela Thomas Smith. Another person is Chinchilla Jonesia, with, of course, Mike Test TV. And, of course, you know, the great Genesis Mark Kemp with Jen's, our own segment. I mean, I'm so proud of Genesis. Those three people understand that gift. You know, we have our own E. Davis, who's in charge of the magazine. You know what I mean? Writer's Block magazine. It's amazing how this mentorship can cause all of our hosts to branch out and make more money. And that's the key for us. You want to learn? You know, glean from each other. That's why it's so important for all the hosts to support each other on shows. Because you never know what show you missed. It might be your blessing. And that's your fault. Tomorrow night, we come right back on WBNN with an outstanding rookie. Her name is Wanda Walker. The name of the show is The Talker tomorrow night. And Wanda really is a political mastermind when it comes down to galvanizing communities. And, of course, you know, we had that situation in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where young people wanted to just loot for no apparent reason. We understand the situation, you know, with, you know, the egregious call of the judicial system. But to break it to black-owned businesses. Remember, Dr. King said the riot is the language of the unheard. So there are people, there is a line there. Okay, you black people that want to riot, you're not supposed to riot black-owned businesses. Hello? Like, these kids are out of control. And it's the parents' fault. Again, I always say that you can't be an effective adult, you know, and be a parent. Or you can't be a parent unless you are an effective adult. It's a cipher. You know, again, like I've been saying since 2013, people, parents, do you know where your kids are right now? Let's say this for 10 years. Or do you care when, you know, when your kid makes an egregious crime and then they put the box in your house for, you know, house arrest, and if that kid makes another egregious crime, now the city owns your house. That's what you want? Let's be parents. Stop being scared to rear your children.
What are we doing? Why are you scared? Hey, come in the house, huh? Come in the house. Ain't no highs. You can high. You can hear. If you can high, you can hear. Come in the house. See, let's take control of our family. Let's be a positive community instead of just wandering neighborhoods. Again, The Talker tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on the one and only Beverly Nation. Of course, WBNN has advertising to a go-to time multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola W. Malay Ringo goes there, Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Olay Day Lay. That goes to my and gmail.com. I am. Your mother and father's paid producer, Dr. Ola W. Malay Ringo goes there, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on our Force Radio that support us in the conservation tonight. And now back to last of 2020. The Honorable. Fourth Commissioner of our network, E. Davis.
All right. So we are, as we wrap up, we are telling you what is your purpose and how to turn it into your business, understand it, how to find it, what you could build and expand these businesses by. So whatever the purpose is, baking to order from a commercial kitchen, having a physical bakery, hosting a baking class, this is if you're someone who enjoys cooking, enjoys baking, making online videos to promote your work, creating a published cookbook, creating a self-published ebook. These are just, again, ideas. There's always something in you. There's always a skill that you can turn into a business. And again, it's to service the need, service your community. So, and it's pouring from your heart. And it's not work when you love to do it. All right, guys, have a blessed evening. And remember, I love you.